The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey, and one of the reliable miracles of Planet Nancy is the way the housekeeping situation slips out of control in about the amount of time it takes to fall off a bicycle. Now, in the Church of Clean and Neat, where I once held high priestess rank, the sinner who is despised along with the sin is the messy person, lacking in the civilized graces, a member of the failed social classes, too lazy to take the simple steps to... You know, I don't think that describes me. Sometimes I get behind on a few things, the floors, the walls, the ceiling, the shelves, the countertops, the drawers, and true, sometimes a lapse might be for a decade or two. But clear surfaces and harmonious planes of color give me too much pleasure for me to qualify as a messy person. What I lack is the right set of compulsive habits that will keep my surroundings tidy without my having to try. I do have housekeeping habits. Objects whose misplacement would disrupt the household, my glasses, the dog water, always get set down in the same spot. For the random rest of everything else, I set the things I'm finished with in the nearest place where they're unlikely to come to harm, and forget about them. That's why there's a tin snips next to the breadboard, a plate on my desk, and knitting needles in my hair. Locating any particular one of these objects simply requires a visual scan of all the favorite surfaces in case I see it, simultaneous with a mental scan for a picture of myself using it, finishing with it, and putting it, voila, right there. Habits like these really do work for swimming upstream in a river of stuff, but they do very little to bring about tidiness in the surroundings. Don't think me uncatechized in the habits of the clean and neat. Touch each piece of paper exactly once. Make cleanup a part of every meal. Put away your toys before bed. The only habit of neat people I habitually have is the one of turning grumpy when the environment silts up with clutter. And against grumpiness, one must invoke rules. No habit about it. If the Grand Inquisitor of Clean and Neat sits in your ear, hissing descriptions of your sins, lazy, dismal, the rules say you must freeze, set the timer, and give this issue 20 minutes of your life. You'll be amazed by how much you can clean up in 20 minutes, but since there's so much more to go, you must also invoke the rule of four. Each time you take something out, you must first put four things away. You want a better pen? Peanut butter on your toast? Clean underwear? Pony up. In a few days, the tide turns and look at you, pacing around, looking for a fourth object to put away so you can take a screwdriver out of the toolbox and probably not grumpy anymore. Good cheer breeds possibility. Clean spaces beckon projects to every surface, and time flies. Last fall, I washed all the windows. Talk about a gift that keeps on giving. A crisp day with a ladder, and the next day saying, trust me, you're really going to appreciate this, and going back to get every last streak. You should see the view from Planet Nancy. Thanks a lot for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.